This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon, sitting in for Leanne Hansen, and joining us now is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hello, Will.
Hi, Jackie. Nice to talk to you again.
You know, we thought about asking you to pronounce the name of that volcano in Iceland, and we decided that we weren't going to do that.
Thank you.
Are you traveling someplace a lot less thrilling, but maybe geographically nearer?
Well, a big thing this weekend, Friday and Saturday, is the 5th World Sudoku Championship, which is taking place in Philadelphia, and I'm the director. There are teams from more than 30 countries around the world coming to compete for 2 days of Sudoku. Should be a good time.
Well, remind us of the challenge you gave last week, would you please, Will?
Yes, I said, name a country in 6 letters, change 2 consecutive letters in it to 1 letter to get the name of another country. What countries are these?
And the answer?
The answer is Guyana to Ghana, changing U-Y to H.
Now, we had almost 1,500 correct entries this week, which is really a lot. Our randomly selected winner is Jim Lofi of Pelham, Alabama. Welcome to the show, Jim Lofi.
Thank you, Jackie.
Now, Jim, tell us where Pelham is.
Pelham is just south of Birmingham, Alabama, maybe 15 miles.
And what do you do there?
Well, I'm fortunate enough to be retired. I'm an early retiree. I worked for the Southern Company as a reliability engineer for about 30 years.
A reliability engineer. I like the sound of that.
Oh, yes.
I could use one of those. And how long have you been playing our puzzle?
Probably since you started.
Were you always hoping you might win?
Oh, yeah. I kept telling my girlfriend, I'll never get called.
Well, are you guys ready to play?
Okay.
Will, please take it away.
All right, Jim and Jackie, a dactyl is a metrical foot in 3 syllables, accented on the first syllable, like Anderson. Every answer today is the name of a famous person whose full name is a double dactyl, like Pamela Anderson. I'll give you clues plus initials of the people. You tell me the people. And here's number one, president between Grover Cleveland's 2 terms. Oh, and the initials are BH, as in boy and hat.
Let's see, boy and hat.
B.H., president between Grover Cleveland's 2 terms.
Hayes.
No. No, and it's got to be da-da-da-da-da-da. He's the relative of William Henry.
Benjamin Harrison.
Benjamin Harrison is right. Number two is star of TV's Murder, She Wrote. Your initials are A.L.
Angela Lansbury.
Good. All right, your initials are C.A., C as in Carol. Jazz saxophonist who led a popular sextet. And if you don't know, oh, and the first name is something that an old pirate ship might have sent across the water to another ship.
Something a pirate ship might have sent across the water to another ship.
Well, we'll think of a weapon on
Cannonball.
A pirate ship.
Cannonball Adderley.
Cannonball Adderley. Good, you got it. Okay. All right, your initials are E.D., a comedian with her own talk show.
Oh, yeah, Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres, good. All right, your initials are N.M., that's Nancy and Mary, president of Iraq.
Mohammedan. I don't know his first name.
It's Nouri al-Maliki.
Good. All right, your initials are P.B., as in peanut butter, director who directed The Last Picture Show.
Peter?
We should know.
Peter is right. Yes, good.
Peter Bogdanovich?
You have it. Peter Bogdanovich.
Oh, Bogdanovich.
You got it.
Big on movies.
Try this one. G.S., and the S is in Sam, co-anchor of ABC's Good Morning America.
Gene Shalit?
No. It's got to be da-da-da-da-da-da.
George Stephanopoulos.
George Stephanopoulos.
Works. All right.
All right.
It sounds better when you sing it, doesn't it?
Thank you very much. Okay, your initials are L.O., a noted Shakespearean actor.
Lawrence.
Yes.
Olivier.
Lawrence Olivier, good.
Great.
All right, your initials are L.B., B as in boy, classical composer with 9 symphonies.
Ludwig von Beethoven.
That's it. How about S.R., S as in Sam, Russian composer and pianist?
Rachmaninoff. Sergei?
That's it. Sergei Rachmaninoff is right. The initials are A.K., title heroine of a Tolstoy novel.
Anna Karenina.
That's it. And your last one has three, it's a three-part name, and the initials are S-R-R. And your clue is a middleweight boxer whom the Associated Press... You didn't even need the full clue. Sugar Ray Robinson. Nice job.
I'm glad I redeemed myself at the end.
Oh, congratulations. No, you were good. We were a good team because there were things you knew I could not have known.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
And Will is a great stumper. Well, Jim, that was fantastic. And as we do every week, we've got a special guest with a list of prizes, Jim, for playing today. And she was a guest on Weekend Edition Saturday, hosted by my colleague and friend Scott Simon. Here's Maria Bartiromo.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR Sunday Puzzles.
Before we go, tell us your member station, would you please, Jim?
That would be WUAL in Tuscaloosa.
Well, Jim Lofi from Pelham, Alabama, thanks for playing the puzzle with us, and Double Dactyl, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Will?
Tuscaloosa, not quite. No, that's a different stress
pattern. Home of the Crimson Tide.
Home of the Crimson Tide. All right. Great. Well, thank you again.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
And, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from listener Doug Heller of Flowertown, Pennsylvania. Name a famous person whose first name in seven letters ends with the name of a bird and whose last name, also in seven letters, starts with a bird. And I'll give you a hint. One of these birds is the general name for the bird. The other is a specific type of bird. So again, famous person, first name, seven letters, ends with the name of a bird. Last name, also seven letters, starts with a bird. What famous person is this?
Wow. Some people might tweet that in. When you've got the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. East Coast time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call if you're the winner, don't worry, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will. That was, as always, a lot of fun.
Thanks a lot, Jackie.